Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Even a wager that misses could still be a slam dunk with BetMGM, an authorized gaming partner of the NBA. Place a same game parlay wager with four legs or more on any NBA Finals game. And if you miss one leg, you'll receive up to $50 back in bonus bets. Just log into your account or download the BetMGM app, and sign up today to get started. Take the court with confidence when you parlay with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices. 21 and over to wager. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Nevada, New York, and Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in Colorado, D.C., Illinois, Indiana, Louisiana, Maryland, Mississippi, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, Wyoming, and West Virginia. Call 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPE New York. That's HOPENY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona, 1-800-522-4700 in Kansas and Nevada, 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts, 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa, 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. It's Gil Alexander, it's Kelly Bidlin, and Carlitos has broken Novak. So we shall see. A little tennis clap right there. We shall see if Carlitos can even up this match at one set apiece, and then we will, in effect, have ourselves a best of three. He's got to get there, though. He's up 5-3 in the second set. He's got to hold serve here, obviously. Ladies and gentlemen, there is much to talk about in the world and in the world of soccer, not just the Champions League final, but also put a bow on the Premier League, maybe talk some Lionel Messi. Paul Carr joins us from the Expected Value Podcast and True Media Networks to help us out. As always, from Topeka, Kansas. How you doing, Paulie?
I'm good. Gil, I got a quick bone to pick with you. Coming to Vegas next week, and I hear you're not going to be in town. What's going on?
Yeah, man, we found that. We sort of put two and two together on that after the fact. I do apologize, man. I'm sorry to miss you. Sorry about
that's
that.
That's all right.
What are you in town for?
For these moments. Nations League. U.S. is playing Mexico in the semis of Nations League on Thursday next week, and then ideally the final on Sunday.
That was very sweet of you. You said, I will settle for these moments. I enjoy our moments, Paul.
Me too.
Let's talk about Lionel Messi for a second, because this was the biggest, you know, like, again, the American sports fan, we are wrapped up in our sports. And when it's American football mm-hmm. season, we could care less about anything else, because that's yep. how we are. And yep. God bless us all. when basketball and hockey start to get to the finals and then it's trickling into the final games, then we sort of look around, at least I do. It's like, and you know, people should realize, oh, my God, the French Open is the biggest thing happening today is this tennis match. Lionel Messi was the biggest story globally this week.
Yeah.
He turns down $1.6 billion. And he's like,
must be nice.
Nah, I'm cool.
Yeah.
I'll just go to Miami where I'd like to experience soccer in a different way. Mm-hmm. What was your take on all of that?
I mean, I kind of thought this is where it would end up, only by default, because I think he wanted to go to Barcelona, go back there. But Barcelona is a disaster financially, and they literally just can't. I mean, they weren't going to pay him $1 billion, but they couldn't even pay him, you know, remotely what he was worth, because they're just a mess behind the scenes. I just don't think he wanted to go to Saudi Arabia. A, he'd rather live in Miami. And plus, Ronaldo went to Saudi Arabia already. So I think if he went there, he kind of would have felt this would have been following him. And even if you're getting more money, like, look, Messi's made estimated over $1 billion already between endorsements and his soccer deals. So,
yeah,
like, he doesn't need the money as anybody doesn't need money. Would you and your family rather live in Miami, where I believe he already has a place, or, you know, Riyadh or whatever city in Saudi Arabia? I think
I'm gonna go Miami. I'm gonna say Miami.
I would pick Miami. Yes,
if you got the billion already, that is right. And you can turn down 1.6 billion extra. Does this make from a betting standpoint? Because we saw the number on Inter Miami move ridiculously on this. I mean, the history of soccer is a bunch of great non-American players sort of playing their last days in the United States, all the way back to Pelé. Johan Cruyff, for those of us of a certain age, remember
Washington diplomats.
I saw him live with my own two eyes.
Nice.
So this is a tried and true thing. Beckham, obviously, in more recent times. We can go on and on. It doesn't always work out that this equals championship. So do you think that's a bad bet?
I mean, it's MLS, so it's knockout soccer. And in a league that has even more parity than your average league, especially in Europe, that's more top heavy. So sure, you want to take a bet on him 21-25 to 1, whatever it is, for Miami to win the title? Sure, but they've got to get to the playoffs. They're in last place, but they're still only 6 points out of the playoffs. I mean, I wouldn't advise placing the bet necessarily, just because Miami has been really not good this year. Mm-hmm. And it'll be an interesting test case. You know, you always joke about what happens if you take, you know, could Michael Jordan, you and me and Kelly and another guy, you know,
yeah,
could we beat what team? And this isn't quite that, but it's about as close as you're going to get in the professional soccer world, where you're taking the greatest player of all time, maybe past his prime, but
how
still trying to Argentina World Cup.
Yeah, how dare you disparage Kelly Bidlin on a soccer pitch?
That's right.
That kid can play.
My bad. I'm doing a sight unseen. That's a bad move on my part.
Inter Miami 25-1.
25-1. Inter Miami down from triple digits to one.
Right,
obviously.
It was like 150, 200 in different places. So, okay, I mean, sure. If you want to, fine. But I don't necessarily advise it.
Your Premier League season ended up how betting wise, Paul?
Pretty good. I mean, it was up 8%, about 7 units for the year. So over the course of the season,
okay, you
know, it wasn't as good as last year, but that was a pretty hot run. So we'll take that.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. Okay. Which brings us to Man City then, who obviously won the Premier League and is now going for the treble, right? This is the deal. Champions League final. Talk to us. How, first of all, again, legacy wise, how big of a deal would this be?
It's a huge deal. So, I mean, the two greatest English teams of the last, I'll say, 30 years, just as far as kind of the legacy, are Arsenal in 2004, when they went undefeated in a Premier League season, and Manchester United in 99, when they won the treble, which is what City's trying to do. That's the only English team to win the treble. And, you know, that United team wasn't necessarily the best team of the last 30 years. You know, United has had better teams. Certainly some of the more recent City or Liverpool teams were better in a sense, but the United team won the treble. That's what you get remembered for, is lifting trophies. So this City team is probably, you know, start to finish, not the best City team we've seen in the last 5 years, but they can do something none of those other teams did, and it would make them stand out. They've got the narrative of, you know, Erling Haaland coming in and scoring 7,000 goals this season. So if they win this, like, they're on that list. This will be one of the more memorable English teams we've seen in the past several decades.
Wow. Well laid out for us. The FA Cup being the other leg of this triple, if you will, which we call the treble here. So what about it? Champions League final tomorrow. I believe it's, is it 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific?
Yes. Yep.
What are your thoughts here betting-wise? Man City and Inter Milan.
Yeah, so I'll start just with kind of how I think this is going to go. And my first play is just... we'll go for Inter first. I lean toward Inter. This is a lot about the pricing. Look, City is a massive favorite to lift the trophy, you know, minus 450 or shorter in some places, minus 225-ish or so to win the game in 90 minutes. I just don't think those prices are worth playing. You know, you look at most models that you're seeing, you know, whether it's 538's model or Opta's model, whatever, and they have City about 75% to lift the trophy. So, you know, looking at minus 500-ish, minus 450, so with the trophy, not so good. What I like for the game is Inter on the double chance. I saw this at plus 175 last night, at plus 190 this morning. So I think the numbers are going toward Man City. So maybe you wait till tomorrow and get a better price on Inter. But so I like them to get a draw or a win in 90 minutes, because I think they just match up really well with City. Inter plays five at the back, which they can match up with the five that Man City likes to push forward. Inter likes to attack with their wingbacks. They've got two forwards in the middle, which is a little unusual, especially for the English game, the teams that City's used to playing. So I just think they're kind of set up. They're really smart tactically, smart defensively. This is a game City could run away with. I don't think it'll look like the Real Madrid semifinal. They won 4-0, but it's always a possibility. But I just think Inter keeps it tight. They can at least get through 90 minutes even. So I like plus 175, plus 190. Maybe you can get better on Inter.
And define, again, Paul, for those who are new to the show, define double chance once again for those who are confused.
Yep, double chance is win or draw in 90 minutes. So this is just regulation. Some books will just list it with a goal line of Inter plus half a goal. Should be the same thing.
Okay. And your other two bets?
Other two, both teams to score, even money. I don't feel like I need to explain why City's going to score.
Yeah.
Because City always scores. They've scored in 54 out of 60 games so far this season. Inter's attack's been pretty good. We talked about, you know, they have two center forwards. They got a couple more they bring off the bench. Scored in 13 straight games, 18 straight with at least one expected goal. I think they'll just have opportunities at attacking City as City pushes forward. Inter can get in behind them. So I like both teams to score, getting even money.
And then a prop bet here. What you got?
Here's your prop. It kind of goes along with that, but... And with the asterisk that we have to assume that he starts, so you may want to wait for lineups, but I like Inter's Lautaro Martinez to score at plus 350. He has started 11 of their 12 Champions League games this season, so I think he will. Leads the team in shots, leads the team in shots per 90 minutes, He's probably going to take penalties if it comes to that. So plus 350 for him to score. I like that. He's scored in almost half his games this year.
Ball, I'm sorry we're not here together next week. The city's not big enough for the both of us. I apologize, man.
All good. All good. I'll wave the American flag for us both.
Thank you. Paul Carr, everybody. At Paul Carr, P-A-U-L-C-A-R-R, obviously on the Twitter machine from True Value. That's True Value. I blended them together. The Expected Value Podcast and True Media Networks. Or a True Value hardware store near you. Maybe he does that. Hybrid as well. Djokovic breaks back. It's like he's good or something, Kelly. On serve again. But Alcaraz, 2 points away from winning the set nonetheless, now on Djokovic's serve. Back and forth, forth and back. Chris Velik on the Belmont Stakes next. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, all proudly brought to you by BetMGM. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. Still to come this hour, Jordan Sherwood talking UFC with us. UFC 289, Amanda Nunes in action. We'll get his thoughts on all the betting on that card. Todd Wright joins us. It's been a while since we've had Todd Wright on the show. The greatest sports radio host there ever was, Todd Wright, will join us to talk Stanley Cup playoffs. He also wants to chime in on the old PGA Live merger, Kelly. Did you see that one theory I retweeted out yesterday from a gentleman? Oh. I forgot his name now. It's killing me. But he had a theory that the merger's never going to happen.
There's some DOJ, yes. DOJ legal stuff that could still go happen here that it might not.
I don't have a law degree. I'm not smart enough legally to know if there's any, you know, weight to that opinion. But I thought that was an interesting take on it all.
Yeah, and then everybody's been asking the question of, you know, where's Greg Norman? Oh, he must be getting pushed out. And then we get a report yesterday that, oh, Liv's not going anywhere, actually. It's going to be sticking around. So,
who knows at this point?
Yeah.
Carlitos had three set points. Let me not get crazy. Three set points. Djokovic staves them all off. We are on serve in the second. Oh, goodness gracious.
Wow.
Chris Velika joins us. Clearly, I'm interrupting his morning. It's 5-5, by the way, in the second. Clearly, I'm interrupting his morning. He's from Fox Sports, here to talk Belmont Stakes with us, the 155th running of the Belmont Stakes. How you doing, Chris?
I'm good, other than the fact that you're interjecting on my viewing here of this match. Novak Djokovic is not human.
He's not serious.
This guy is like a cyborg. It's unbelievable. It's an awesome weekend of sports. In the semifinals today on the men's side, the women's final tomorrow, the men's final Sunday, Belmont tomorrow, Stanley Cup final, NBA final. And I'm not sure if you mentioned that, but Otani takes the bump tonight as well. So
we got
Shohei on the hill tonight to kick it off as well.
Thank you. I've yet to mention that. You're Otani welcome. On the bump for sure.
Why is that?
I don't know. Have you ever stopped to think why is that? let me see. So the Belmont this weekend. You have come on this show many times, and you've actually called your shot on the Belmont before the Derby even, Taprit famously, where you call your shots and you hit the Belmont. Do the Triple Crown races, I mean, you bet horses year-round. Do the Triple Crown races for someone like you get you juiced up or not really? Is it just an any old race for you?
The Belmont certainly does, just because, like, of all the three, this is the one that's nearest and dearest to my heart, because, like, growing up on Long Island and having been to this race so many times and being to Belmont so many times, I still get juice for this race. The Preakness is kind of the one that falls a little bit on deaf ear, flat, for me as well, just because usually not many horses carrying over to the Preakness. And then it's kind of a field with a lot of filler in it. But the Belmont still gets it going for me, and the Derby, just that entire card as well. So yeah, I still I am probably equally excited for today's card at Belmont as I am tomorrow's.
Oh, what do you got today? You want to throw those in?
I don't have names in front of me here, but
Let's go
a couple of stakes races today. Yeah, okay. we'll talk tomorrow.
Okay, so Forte is the short shot, like Forte was at the Kentucky Derby. Though this time, Angel of Empire is almost as short-priced. Forte, 3-1, courtesy of Circus Sports. Angel of Empire plus 375. Tappet Trice plus 375. So there is a bunch up here in terms of the betting favorite, if you will. How are you betting this? Is there a longer shot? Is there a short shot? What do you got here?
Yeah, I'm not sure if Forte is going to close as the favorite. I don't know. You hear things, whether it is feet are bothering him. Who knows what to believe? But it is a shame because this horse had such a great two-year-old campaign, and then the early part of his three-year-old campaign was great as well. And then it just poor timing with the foot injury that caused him to scratch the Derby, and now we'll see if he can bounce back. I mean, it's hard for me to back a horse that hasn't run in 70 days and couldn't train for a little while, and you come back and you're going to run him a mile and a half. That seems like a bit of a stretch for me, or a little bit of a tall task. But I think the two horses that, in my opinion, that are the most likely winners are the two-horse Tappet Trice and the seven-horse Hit Show. Tappet Trice, and we've talked about this before, he kind of falls in that Taprit destined type of mold where Todd Pletcher gets his horses ready, runs them at Tampa, then runs them in the Derby, and they don't necessarily run well in the Derby, but at the same time, then they skip the Preakness, and then he points them towards this mile-and-a-half grind, and Tappet Trice feels like a horse that can grind out a consistent, even running style and really flourish at this mile-and-a-half distance. So if you want the shorter shot, I think Tappet Trice is the horse to bet. If you want a little bit of a longer price, I think the seven-horse Hit Show is a horse that you need to look at as well. It's a horse that his buyers have gotten better with each race that he's run. He's been favored in every race he's taken part in except for the Kentucky Derby. And now, again, he's a horse trained by Brad Cox, and Brad Cox has another horse in the race, Angel of Empire, who's going to be probably one of the favorites, obviously, was the Derby favorite. And he's got a horse named Tappet Shoes in here as well, who I think he entered as a rabbit to kind of ensure that National Treasure didn't get away with easy fractions up front. And that's going to benefit Hit Show, who I think is going to be sitting like third or fourth the entire way around. And of all the horses in the race, I have the most confidence that Hit Show can get the mile and a half distance. So if you're looking for a little bit of a price play, I think the seven-horse Hit Show is the one to take a look at.
Kelly, what do you think? Bets on Hit Show? Hey, here's the thing. I'm going to do you a favor, Chris. I'm not going to bet on Hit Show so that you can win with Hit Show.
I was going to say, count me in. Jeez.
Yeah, but I'd never win these. So if I bet it, it's never winning.
I actually won one of these this year.
Did you really?
I'm on a roll, Gil. That snaps like a six-year streak.
I won on American Pharoah, didn't win before, haven't won since. That's kind of the horse racing record here. So I'm going to do you that favor, Chris. So that's the horse to go with in terms of long shot price.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
So now I hesitate to do this, but I'm going to do this because we don't often get a chance to. A little horse racing betting 101, because even the sports bettor doesn't, will bet a horse, let's say three times a year, or maybe four with the Breeders' Cup, and still are still is confused as to what it is and how it is that they're betting. So just give us one bet, one type of bet that you'll be making, and what it actually means. Little horse racing 101.
I'm gonna bet what's going to be called an exacta key box. I'm going to include Tappet Trice and Hit Show, the two horses that I think are the most likely winners. And I'm going to key them in one spot in the exacta, meaning that if one of those two horses runs first or second, I am in a really good position. I'm going to key them in one spot with the 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8. So basically, it's a $2 exacta, which will run you a $2 exacta box will run you $40 because it's $2 each way, which each combination. So basically, Hit Show or Tappet Trice would have to run first or second, and then 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8 would have to run in the other spot in order for you to win your bet. So okay. you're kind of trying to maximize. It's almost like a little bit of a parlay type wager where you're trying to get a little bit better price on if you're right, especially about Tappet Trice at 3-1 or whatever he's going to be. If you can get one of those longer prices in the other spot, you're in a good spot.
All right. Do you have any Champions League or Stanley Cup Finals thoughts?
Well, I hit on it a little bit earlier in the week. I'm going to play draw for 90 minutes in the Champions League final tomorrow. Again, I think there's going to be a lot of pressure on Manchester City. I mean, they are clearly the best team in the world right now. But Liverpool was kind of in a similar situation last year where they were playing catch-up in the Premier League all year, didn't get to catch Manchester City. And then I think all of these games, these high-pressure games that they played, caught up with them in the final. And they lost to Real Madrid in a match that they had a ton of shots, a ton of chances to win, but just couldn't ultimately get through. I think this is going to be a little bit of a similar situation for Manchester City where there's so much pressure on them to finally win Champions League. They're the big favorite, but they're going against an Italian side that rarely concedes. They have a really good midfield. We've seen these Champions League finals be 1-0, 2-0 the last couple of years, so I don't expect this to really be a runaway. So I'm going to play draw in 90 minutes and hope that Inter can take this to added extra time or penalties.
All right, and are you betting the Stanley Cup final at all?
Well, I had a bet. I played the Panthers to win the cup like right after they beat the Bruins.
Good for you.
So I had that in hand, but I went on with Tim and Sean the other day, and they were talking about it, and I thought playing the Knights to win in five games was the play. And after last night's game, I still feel that's probably the play because they dominated the game last night.
Sure,
and they really have to be hating themselves for giving up that late goal when the Panthers pulled the goalie and then not capitalizing on that power play. So now you can probably get a better price on the Knights to win in five than you could the other day when I went on with Sean and Tim. So I think Knights in five is still probably the play that I would like the most there.
Plus 260 on the Vegas Golden Knights winning in five if you are interested. All right, we only have 30 seconds. Where are you in the college football brain right now? Are you ramping up? Or are you not there yet mentally?
I'm not there yet mentally. I've looked at a couple of things. A couple of attractive bets right now that appear to me are LSU win total under, Colorado win total under. I mentioned the Oklahoma bet that I have. So LSU and Colorado team total under. And Colorado State, I think, is one of those group of five teams that you might be able to get a nice price on going under as well. I think they're going to be improved in the Mountain West this year.
Chris Velika, ladies and gentlemen, 4 Sports, 1 Segment, Fox Sports, Chris Velika, coming out of retirement to join us on the show this morning. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it.
Take care. Have a great weekend, Gil.
My man. Fallica on the old Twitter machine, Chris Velika. We'll come back. Todd Wright joins us to talk LIV PGA, Stanley Cup Final. We got some NBA on the way as well. Jordan Sherwood on the UFC. Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points. You can redeem for online bonus credits like bonus bets and bet insurance tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas, you can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. Sign up with BetMGM or log in today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. New and existing customer offer. All promotions subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire in 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. So,
McDonald's breakfast, Gil. Just sitting there waiting for you.
What did Isaiah get me? Ash browns?
A couple of ash browns, baby.
My man, look at that right there. This is tough to watch. So again, we're doing a show, so I don't know all the details, but obviously Carlitos Alcaraz looking hobbled out there. He's getting rolled in the third set. Kelly, you bet on Djokovic, but you bet at a shop that will give you a refund if it doesn't go to completion.
That's fun.
This is where the tennis betting grading comes in, where you're betting at a shop that requires one set to be completed. By the way, this is if he quits. I don't know that he will. But if he were, that's how you're going to get graded. At a shop that requires one set to be completed or a shop that requires the entire match to be completed. And what it would do for me is it would erase, it would refund the match. The Carlos -4 would be a refund either any way possible in spreads. And if you have a totals play, that would also be refunded. And it would kill my Iga Carlos parlay once.
noted tennis reporter and analyst Rob Moreno reporting from downstairs that Twitter is saying it's cramping.
Oh, okay. Well, so then he's going to try to fight through that. Okay.
Maybe.
Oh, what a brutal way for this. Also, just from a sports fan's perspective, what a brutal way for this match to go at this point. But we'll see. We'll see. Not as much of a hitch in his giddy up right now, but we'll see what happens here. Ladies and gentlemen, before we get to all of our bets that we still have going on this weekend, this is the first time I have laid eyes on newlywed. Well, since the wedding day, that is. Newlywed Jeff Parlay, everybody. Hey! Producer number 5 and 8, the Grover Cleveland of producers. How you doing, man?
I'm great. I of course, left my ring at home today because I'm a very smart person.
Bro.
Wow.
It's the third time I've done that in the last 10 days. What week are we in?
And they said it wouldn't last.
No, like week three?
Well, and it might not.
Well, Kelly, you'll enjoy this as being a bigger guy like me.
Shot.
Oh, come on. That's not supposed to be a shot fired. Come on. But while we were on our honeymoon, which, by the way, listeners, if you have the means to get to Santorini at some point in your life, do it. Unbelievable place.
It's gorgeous.
Because my ring was a little snug to begin with.
Refitting.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get it refitted this weekend. So I've been wearing the silicone one
good
over
save,
the last,
Jeff.
Few,
good
la-
save,
last
man.
Few days.
Good save, Jeff. Yeah. Nice job.
Well done. Well Very done. Good job.
So you've been married now for 3 weeks. Is everything you imagined it to be?
Yeah, it's been. I'm still married, so that's good.
I mean, we're in Greece.
I mean, that's a good thing. Yeah, no, it's been fun. I mean, when the majority of the nearly 3 weeks now have been in Greece and Italy. I mean, it's not a hard thing to do.
That's right. If you could spend your whole married life in Greece and Italy. It was an honor to be invited to your wedding. We all had a great time. Deborah Song, fashion stylist, and I had a great time. Everybody had a great time. Ben Wilson gave a great speech. And mazel tov to you and your lovely bride.
Did you mention what Vishnev gave us as a wedding gift?
I did not.
Did you hear what he
said? Oh, no, please.
Okay.
Please.
I just want to throw this out here real quick, because this is a vintage Wishnet moment, which, by the way.
This is a sports betting thing.
But I will say this. Todd was cutting it up on a dance floor.
Cutting it up.
Just unbelievable.
That's what initial reports had.
You know the guy who dances solo and schwitzes? Like through all of his clothes, that's the guy.
I think Ben Wilson said exactly that as politely as possible.
I made the mistake of patting Todd on the back at one point during the night. It was not a good decision.
It was just not a good decision. So what did he get you?
So Todd got us a gift that could be very nice or a gift that could end up in zero.
Mm-hmm.
He gave us a jet season win ticket over.
I love it.
That was our bet.
I thought it was going to go Mets World Series. That was my guess.
Not only would that have been a bad number for what it was 3 weeks ago, it would be one that would definitely be worth it.
I thought he got you a Jets futures ticket.
No, he got the win total.
Season win total.
He didn't even get the AFC East or the AFC title. He got the win total. You know what? To his defense, he got the one that he most likely thought
why did,
would
If
hit.
He was going to do that, why did he just go, here, Jeff, here's a week one Jets against the spread bet for you.
Just take the even money outright against Buffalo? I mean, why not?
Here's the Jets total, first half total for week one. Enjoy.
That's hilarious.
He's vintage Toddy.
I'm going to buy you a Jets under now.
Well, hey, his defense was, hey, if you want to profit, just hedge out.
So if it loses, he got you no gift.
Yeah, he got us no
gift. Wow.
He had his presence. His presence was enough.
It's great seeing him. Well, congratulations. Congratulations to your parents. Everybody had a great time. And I'm glad you're back. And you are hosting a podcast after this show.
We'll have our usual VSiN Saturday betting hour that goes to select markets in Ohio. That's on Saturday. The pre-record goes out Saturday. And then I'm in for Adam Burke on the baseball podcast as well.
There you go. Okay.
So we'll be doing that after the show.
Parlay, everybody. All right, so let's find out what you're betting this weekend, because I know getting married didn't stop you from betting. So I am on, again, my college baseball plays. The only ones I have alive for the futures are Texas and Alabama. I do like Texas, though I have not bet it yet, full disclosure, for the series against Stanford. I probably will after the show. And obviously the Iga future is just going to root all those home tomorrow, because that's the biggest position of everything, and so hoping she can get it done against Karolina Mukova. I do not have any plays in any pre-flop plays in NBA Finals Game 4 tonight. Remember, Game 5 is until Monday. Kelly, you have bets.
I do have the one bet for Jimmy Butler over points and rebounds tonight. I don't know what number it's at right now. I bet it instantly after game 33, 32 and a half is what I have. I don't know. I could have gone one way or the other. I don't even really know how that moved. Let's see. And then I'm going to be, I've got a list going, Gil, of tailing some of our fantastic guests. I'm betting the draw in the Champions League match.
Oh, wow. Look at
because
you.
Because I'm going to be sitting right there tomorrow while it's going on.
Okay.
So, going to do that. I'm betting hit show. Felica, you talked me into it. Good enough.
I am doing you a favor and not betting it.
Yeah. 10 to 1, whatever. I'm doing that. Uh-huh. Yeah. And then I'm going to bet the over on the Nunez-Aldana fight tomorrow.
Here's the thing. I'm totally going to bet hit show and ruin it for everybody. It's like I'm saying that now. But, you know, by post time tomorrow, I'm going to be like, okay, I'll do it.
I mean, I'm on a roll. I won the Kentucky Derby this year. I'm like, that brings my horse race betting up to like 1 for 13 over the past,
you're on a roll.
14 years.
Parlay, what are you betting? What do you got?
Oral Bobby.
Oh, another
you,
one.
You like Ben Wilson, yeah.
Yeah, there's just too many people that actually know college baseball better than I do that like Oral Roberts this weekend, so we'll tell.
You're doing it on the series, not for the whole thing.
Just the series.
Oh, okay.
Just the series.
So again, these are Super Regionals best of three. Today, tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday are the first two games in the Super Regional. And so this is where it gets winnowed down to eight after the Super Regionals, best of three, gets winnowed down to eight, and then it becomes the Fakakta College World Series bracket that takes about a segment to explain to people.
Yeah, it's only a little more complex than it needs to be.
Yeah.
But Oral Roberts is the only thing. To me, the NBA Finals is completely unbettable at this point unless if you're doing an in-game bet, and even that has been hard in the series.
We were punch drunk this week with the NBA Finals. I mean, Will Hill came on here the other day, and his analysis was, I hate their faces, right? Like, I mean, that's
and
what
their uniforms.
And their uniforms. Like, that's what it's gotten to. So even, like, the under in Game 3 was the last, I think, individual pre-flop bet I could eke out of this series. We love basketball. It's the biggest sport going on right now. But we don't – our thing here is not to force bets, just to talk about bets.
I love it. You know, the only one I was – I said it in game one. Yeah. I was on Nuggets. I laid the points game one with Nuggets. And I was like, this might be the only pregame side total that I really feel confident about this entire series.
Yeah. So you're a live guy at this point too. We'll see.
And even that's not
– Yeah.
Because I didn't make anything on game two, but – that was a pretty obvious take Denver when they got down early, and then they still didn't find a way to win the game.
Is your belief that Denver will...
They're much better than Jokic. And Jokic is best player in the series by such a significant margin.
What about that Florida Panthers win last night? Do you think this is a series now?
It now will go length. I still think Vegas wins, but now this will go length. It's going to go 6 or 7 now.
What did Chrissy say? As a bookmaker, he's rooting for Vegas to lose in 7. That's his liability position.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, I hope for the people it gets as far as and then I hope they lose in 7.
Yeah.
So he
you
wants
know what? I'm going to say the same thing. I hope it goes 7, and then they lose.
Novak Djokovic up 2-1 over Carlitos. Novak wins the third set 6-1. Carlitos cramping. It appears they're going to give it a go for set 4. Remember where we are right at this moment. If Carlos somehow comes back and wins this. But right now, it's not looking good for Carlitos Alcaraz. And Novak Djokovic, as stoic and as zen as ever, waiting to resume set 4, if in fact we do resume this match. Parlay, great to see you. Congratulations again. Glad you're back and safe.
Great to be here as always. And again, thank you for everything, Gil.
My man. Jeff Parlay, Kelly Bidlin. Lombardi Line is next. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.